Actor George Mackay is here. Hey. We were just saying to George, because he looks very young. He's an actor, by the way, whose recent work includes the TV drama Birdsong and the film Sunshine on Leith and so much other work. You must have started when you were what?
When I was 10.
10?
10.
Were you allowed?
Yeah, surprisingly so, yeah. It was kind of by chance, really. The casting lady came around my school and she picked out a bunch of boys who must have looked lost because we went for an audition for Lost Boys in the film Peter Pan and I was lucky enough to get the part.
Wow. And what about your schoolwork, young man?
My schoolwork? It was amazing. We had tutoring on set, a little less hours than in school, but yeah. We managed to get through it.
Is that why you did it originally, because you thought we could get out of school here?
It was a massive elaborate plan to try and get as little schooling as possible.
Well, when you were at school, did you want to be an actor? I mean, was that something that was in your future, in your own mind?
Yeah, I knew that I liked it, but I think at that age I wasn't really thinking about careers and jobs or anything like that. It was just a very lucky, happy coincidence that I got to have that experience when I was younger, and it cemented the fact that I thought, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do.
But when did you think, I'm going to pursue this then?
As I got older, I was lucky to do work quite consistently, but pretty sparsely throughout school. So I got to do school properly and everything.
Yeah.
But as I got closer to leaving school, I started to really pay attention to what was going on set.
A lot of people that are destined to do certain things, they forget about the schoolwork sometimes, don't they? If you're going to be a rock musician, okay, you might leave at 16 or 17 or whatever. And just
I know where you're going with this.
Well, no.
I apologise for this question that's coming, no, George. No, well,
I'm ready.
Tim, what's the question I'm going to ask then?
Did you finish your schooling and have you got anything to fall back on?
Perfect. No, I did finish my schooling, yeah. I did my A-levels and I don't know what I'd fall back on. I haven't really thought enough about that.
I think things are going quite well,
yeah,
at the moment.
I don't think you're going to need it, George.
Well, I might come knocking for a job, but you know, I'll be here.
You come and be a co-host because I'm fed up with him. George has had a brilliant 2013 last year and starred in 4 critically acclaimed films, including For Those in Peril, which he got the Best Film Actor Award for the Scottish BAFTAs. The DVD is released on the 3rd of March. Okay, got that. George also had a lead role of Davy in Sunshine on Leith. What a great, uplifting film. The film that uses music by the Proclaimers to tell the story of 2 soldiers who are back in Edinburgh after serving in Afghanistan. Plus, George also starred as Eddie opposite Saoirse Ronan in the apocalyptic drama How I Live Now. And we spoke to Saoirse about that movie last year, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Now, George is currently making his theatre debut in a brand new stage version of The Cement Garden in the Waterloo Tunnels. What a great venue that is.
It's amazing, yeah.
It's real, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's part of this festival called the Vault Festival.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got different spaces, like a little stage for music and a bar and things. And we've got 8 different venues. And so there's loads of shows going on all the time. And it's running until the 8th of March.
And this is the place where the audience are fairly close to you, right?
Yeah, pretty close.
I mean, like feet away.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No tripping up on ankles as we sort of run up and down.
Is it dark down there or do they light it up okay?
They light it up okay, but it's pretty dark. In subject matter and in lighting.
Oh, I was going to say, I guess it lends itself to doing some Ian McEwan then, because that's pretty dark, this cement garden, isn't it?
Yeah, although the kind of interpretation of it, our director wanted it to be, I mean, it's the type of story when you immediately go, oh, it's pretty twisted and it's pretty dark. The more we've been doing it, the more you can understand the reasoning behind everything that they do, and it's more about the kind of joy, basically, of growing up without boundaries, but then at the same time how that can affect you without structure.
Anybody who's not read The Cement Garden, set up who you play and set up the story for us, if you can.
I play Jack within the story. Basically, there's kind of precursor to it where the father has died and left a lot of cement behind with him.
We should say this is set in the 70s, right?
This is set in the 70s, so yeah. Flares galore.
Yeah.
But when the bulk of the story begins, the mother is ill and she eventually passes away, and the children decide that rather than tell anybody, the best thing to do is to bury her in this chest in the cellar and fill it with cement. And everything kind of
stems from there,
spirals from there,
they
unravels.
They try and organise their own life then, don't they?
Yeah, they try and live as much as they can. And I mean, it's about the way you look for certain structures like mothers and fathers and trying to play those roles, but not being that yourself.
Yes, then you find a situation where you have to become them.
Yeah, completely.
You can see George in The Cement Garden, which is on Tuesday through to Saturday at the Vaults in London until Saturday, 8th of March. And you can find out whether George wins the EE Rising Star Award at at the BAFTAs 2014 this Sunday night from 9 p.m. on BBC One. Ian, with a chat, I won't ask because it's an embarrassing question, but obviously you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a help.
Yeah, that's a start.
You've got your outfit ready and the black tie and everything.
Yeah. No, I'm all sorted.
You're wearing a proper black tie, though, aren't you? A proper bow tie, not a black tie.
No, I'm excited. It's the first time I'll be wearing a bow tie, yeah.
Good.
Oh, great. And it would be cool to not prepare a speech. And if you do win a couple of times, just go up there and be all over the place. Because all the people that come up there with a speech already written believe they're going to win.
Yeah, and then usually that speech begins with, I didn't expect this whatsoever. Yeah.
If they're a very good actor.
Yeah, yeah. They're foiled by the paper being there, you know.
George McKay, everybody. Good luck with it.
Great. Thank
you very
much,
George. Great to meet you.
Cheers. You too.